I'll call the meeting of the Sussex County Council, February 2nd, 2010, to order. The approval of the agenda is the first agenda item. Mr. Baker, is there any changes?
Yes, I would like to recommend that we consider deferring on item number two, airport committee appointment, until Mr. Wilson is back at the council meeting. And also, under executive session, to strike personnel and pending litigation.
Okay. Does council have any other changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
We would approve the agenda as amended.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. In your packets were the January 19th minutes. Were there any changes? If not, I'll consider them approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, there were several items, and all of these were for the human service grants. And instead of reading each one, I will just read the names of the persons that have sent in. First was for Calvary United Methodist Church, Sarah Russell, Assistant Coordinator of Calvary Cafe Ministries. The second was from Keep and Loop and Food Basket, Inc., signed by Tom Starnes, President, Keep and Loop and Food Basket. The next one's Keep and Loop and Senior Center, and that was signed by Juanita J. Morsch, Executive Director. The next item was from DAPE, and it was signed by Lucy M. O'Donnell, Executive Director. The next was from Delaware Ecumenical Council, and it was signed by Reverend Robert P. Hall, Executive Director. Next was Delaware Guidance Services for Children and Youth, Inc., signed by Bruce Kelsey, Executive Director, and Susan J. Hillebrecht, Director of Development. Delaware Lions Foundation, signed by B.J. Ryder, Secretary of Delaware Lions Foundation. Easter Seals Disability Services, signed by Pamela M. Ruther, Vice President of Programs. El Centro Cultural, Inc., the sponsor of Festival Hispaniol, and it was signed by Allison Burris Castellanos, Treasurer. Families, Individuals, and Community Conference, signed by Betty Metzler, Secretary Treasurer. Food Bank of Delaware, signed by Patricia D. Beebe, President and CEO. KSI Industries, signed by B. Craig Crouch, Chief Executive Officer. La Red Health Center, Kevin Loftus, Director of Development and Communications. Laurel Community Foundation, Inc., signed by John J. Schwed, President of the Board of Trustees of Laurel Community Foundation, Inc. Milford Senior Center, Inc., signed by Karen R. Lloyd, Executive Director, and Glenn L. Garner, President. Read Aloud, signed by Ann Gorin, Sussex County Coordinator. Sussex Community Crisis Housing, Inc., signed by Marie T. Morrell. Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, signed by Kevin J. Gilmore. Sussex Pregnancy Care Center, signed by Rita C. Denny. The Ark of Delaware, signed by Judith Gavadas. The Way Home, Inc., signed by Barbara Del Mastro. The Wellness Community of Delaware, signed by Joe Wilkins, Sussex County Director. YMCA of Delaware, signed by John H. Pearson, Director of Annual Giving. That's it, Mr. President.
Very good. Are there any other correspondence from council? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. First item I have on the, or we have on the agenda is Caroline on the Circle Food Drive Report, and we're pleased to report that we've collected over 24,000 food items as part of the food drive before Christmas. Many individuals and organizations donated. This was a very successful effort, especially considering the difficult economy and the many other competing food drives that were going on at the same time. We'd like to recognize some of the organizations who participated today, and also some of the people that helped with this endeavor. And we have with us a couple of those people today. Susan Wise and Frank Shade are in the back. Shirley Hitchens and Ira Hitchens also helped, amongst others, such as Dawn Brazier, Chip Guy, Debbie Jones, Dale McDowell, Doug Stokely, Ray Webb, Bob Witzke, Will Godwin, and then, of course, the Georgetown Police Department, Kevin Short, El Centro Cultural, and E.J. Fox, Dave Wilson, et cetera. There's quite a few that helped with the program. We would like to recognize some of those organizations, and I think a few of them are here today. And I'll read off the list of the organizations that did contribute. And these are just in alphabetical order. Beacon Middle School, Benjamin Banneker Elementary School, Colonial East and Colonial West, Ukwe and Yuri, and I believe there is a representative here if they'd like to come up, and maybe Mr. Shade could help us. Ukwe and Yuri.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Don't be back. We'll come right on up.
Yeah, thank you very much. They have contributed over the last three or four years, I think, yeah, consistently. Yeah. Yeah. Georgetown Middle School, Howard T. Ennis School, North Georgetown Elementary School, and I think there were maybe some representatives here if they, yeah.
There we go.
They contributed 1,433 items.
Wow.
Oh, my. Great job.
Telling us your names, it'd be good for everyone. You want to speak right in here? What's your name?
Monique Rita.
Monique.
Brian Vasquez.
Brian. Blaine Littleton.
Kayla Dionisio.
Okay.
Jocelyn King.
Jocelyn.
I'm Kathy Schau, and I'm a Yell advisor, and these guys help pack up all that food.
Awesome.
So they didn't bring it all in.
Great
all
job.
In. They helped pack it up, and they got out of school today for their efforts. Good. If I could get a couple over here.
Yes, Pat's Aircraft, and they may, I'm not sure they're, yeah, there you go.
I'll show you some drums that we actually made up for this here. And Pat's is very pleased to just to help out wherever we can, so.
Right. I know Pat's has helped over the last few years with this effort.
Great. Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Can we hang on to these?
You bet. Thank you.
The Punkin' Chunkin' Association, Selbyville Middle School, Southern Delaware School of the Arts. I'm not sure if Ms. Stevenson was okay. Sussex County Association of Realtors, the County Council, and the county employees contributed 850 items. Now, the top five contributors were, first, the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association.
Yay.
With 4,100 items.
Wonderful.
That was
wow.
They were their
generous
highest
people.
Again. I'm not sure if we have any representatives
Amazing.
Here.
That's a lot of cans.
Okay. And the second was Milton Elementary School with 3,000 items. And then H.O. Brittingham Elementary School with 2,000 items. And the First State Manufactured Housing Association also with 2,000 items. And also the Georgetown Elementary School with 1,889 items. Are there any representatives here?
Yep. Yep.
There they are. Here they come.
Okay.
Oh, Georgetown Elementary. Yeah. Now I want you to speak up. Speak up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ryan.
Loud and clear.
Come over here, Ryan.
Let's
hear it.
Speak up.
Connor.
What's your last name?
Mara.
Brady Bowden. Nasir Gibbs.
Good.
Anthony Morrow.
Good, good.
Juanita Gibbs.
Speak up.
Anthonyita Gibbs.
Good.
And I'm Neil Stong, the assistant principal at Georgetown Elementary. They were recruited this morning, but they did. They helped out quite a bit with the gathering of canned goods and going around and encouraging teachers and students to participate.
Very good.
He's all happy.
You have all those supplies, especially I don't see on here. So I see a few quays you already. See more and more on here. What's the deal with that?
I think we have a representative from Lord Colonial Edward East and Colonial West here also.
Christmas gifts now we tell the staff we donated food bags.
They contributed 1,000 items.
Our pleasure. Yes. Oh, did I smile enough?
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah, thanks. The next item we have is a grant proposal, and we have a proposal for your consideration which would partially restore at least some of the grant reductions that occurred with the passage of the budget in June. As noted in last week's County Council meeting, our estimated revenue over expenses for the 6 months ending December 31 was approximately $556,000. As we discussed, this is an estimate and it is subject to change with swings in the economy and especially susceptible to changes in the amount of realty transfer tax and other construction-related revenue. But we would suggest one proposal could be to partially restore grants to the towns for law enforcement by about $5,000 each. This would bring each town up to $20,000 for the year versus last fiscal year, $25,000. So they would still end up with a 20% reduction compared to the previous year. The total cost of this proposal would be $105,000.
This agenda item is a result of a request by Mr. Cole last spring when we were looking at making some reductions. He suggested we visit our situation at mid-year. Last week we did that, and as a result, the administration believes that we can afford to restore at least a portion of the local law enforcement grant. Does the council have any thoughts about this?
Yeah, I thought we also talked about restoring or possibly restoring part of the grant that was cut on the school district's grant. Didn't we talk about that?
As you recall, back in August, we did restore $50,000 to the conservation district. I think the administration believes that we need to maybe approach this incrementally,
mm-hmm.
and following the next quarterly report.
Yeah.
You don't want to give too much of it.
It
no.
may be was something
there a
we could visit. Yes, back in August it was $50,000 we restored.
It had been 100, hadn't it?
Not exactly sure.
Can't remember. Yes.
So we cut that in half.
And I don't think there's any intention, if we have the ability, and at least this is me speaking, if we have the ability later on, we should try to restore that one also. But as of right now, my concern is if we only have $550,000 to work with, you don't want to give the candy store away the first opportunity we can see some money. So anyway, I would suggest that we restore the local law enforcement. Because they are under, you know, under a lot of financial pressure, just as we are. And if we can help, and they do a bang-up job here in the county,
keeping us protected in a lot of these counties. So.
Per the recommendation of the administrator, I'll accept that as a motion.
I will make that a motion. If we're able to do that today, I'll do that.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant the local law enforcement accounts of each town an additional $5,000. Which will account for $105,000 total. And that can be made out immediately. From my understanding, there won't be the requirement that that money is made as part of a individual request, but rather we'll get that out so that they can put it to use right away.
You want to do that? You don't want to make it as part of the normal grant process?
And speaking to Mr. Baker, he felt like it would probably be the most efficient way to get that money in their hands and get it on the streets as soon as possible.
Okay.
Which is just initially just send them a check?
Right. That was
the five, just for the $5,000. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any other discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. The next item we have is the administrator's report, and we have several items here. First, the sheriff contract. We are pleased to announce that the county sheriff's department has been awarded a contract to handle delivery of court documents for family court and division of child support. The contract actually went into effect yesterday. This work was previously done by a private Pennsylvania-based company. The estimated net income from providing this service is approximately $80,000 per year, and it's my understanding that in Kent County and Newcastle County, a private company was awarded this work.
Let me just ask one quick question before we move on. Now, they're going to have a net income of $80,000 a year. It's not going to cost us $90,000 to provide the service or anything like that.
No, that is net
this
of
is,
expenses.
This is all okay. Yeah. Good. That's good. No, I just want to see what that meant. Thank you. I understand that word.
Snowstorm last weekend. We would like to thank county staff from facilities management and other departments who worked during the past weekend as a result of the snowstorm. We'd especially like to thank Doug Stokely, Johnny Moore, Ken Dunn, Barry Hitchens, Bob Witzke, Dave Elliott, George Hunziker, Terry Noon, Kyle Bell, Charlie McKinney, Pete Hazard, Bobby Rogers, Bobby Schoonover, Brian Murray, Brian Morley, and Joe King. They did an excellent job in cleaning snow in the sidewalks, in the parking lots, and on the airport runways over the weekend, and enabled the county business to go on as usual yesterday. Prescription drug card report, as per the attached report, 6,762 prescriptions have been filled using the county's drug card. This resulted in an average price of savings of $15 per prescription, totaling $255,048. Card is available in county offices as well as via our website and many other locations, and is available to anyone. Dog and kennel licenses. The county has collected $11,980 to date since December 23rd for 772 dog licenses. We also have attached a copy of the application form. They may be purchased online. March 1st is the due date for the purchase of licenses. Utility billing amnesty program. As per the attached notice, the amnesty program for 50% of interest charges for county sewer and water customers has been mailed to Dewey Beach, Bethany Beach, South Bethany, Fenwick Island, Blades, Henlopen Acres, Dagsburg, Frankfort, Cedar Neck, Ocean View, Holtz Landing, Ellendale, Bayview Estates, Millville, and South Ocean View customers. The program is ending for the Long Neck, Oak Orchard, and West Rehoboth districts who are on a different billing cycle. At this time, over $126,000 has been collected from 555 accounts who took advantage of the program. It has saved our sewer and water customers a total of $3,943 in interest charges to date. Manufactured Housing Committee, the first meeting of the Manufactured Housing Committee will be held on Thursday, February 4th at 10 a.m. here in the council chambers, and a copy of the agenda is attached. Substantial completion. The engineering department has granted substantial completion to the following projects. Hawkeye Regional Force Main, Phase 2B, granted substantial completion on January 28th. Developers LT Associates, and it is located in the West Rehoboth expansion, the Dewey Sewer District, consisting of a regional force main. The Seagrass Plantation, Agreement 710, was granted substantial completion January 29th. Developers Greenfield Partners LLC, and is located on County Road 348 in the Holtz Landing Sewer District. And then finally, Mr. Ira Hitchens, a county employee in the constable office, if he can come on up, was named the Georgetown Fire Company Lifetime Fireman of the Year on January 25th.
God, I'd be glad to give Ira
I'd like to congratulate Mr. Hitchens, who is a life member of the fire company with only 48 years of service as a volunteer.
This is an honor for me, Ira. I'm telling you. To give you something like this, anyway, here's our little tribute. Be it known to all that Sussex County Council honors Ira W. Hitchens, recipient of the Lifetime Fireman of the Year Award presented by Georgetown Fire. January 25th, 2010. There you go, Ira.
Thank you.
Hang that on the wall. We couldn't afford to get it framed.
Times are tough.
Why, you want that thing to look
nice? George, do it.
Oh, do it. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Darren.
Wonderful.
Good job. Good job.
Mr. Baker, could I ask you, when the next time that committee is going to meet, the Manufactured Home Committee, could we put it on the website, a notice of the committee meeting on the website? Would that be all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got some calls about that why we didn't have it on the website. So, since it's a public meeting.
We'll be sure to put it on there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Any other? Yeah. Anything else for Mr. Baker?
Yeah, I got a question for you. On that NACO prescription drug discount program, we supposedly benefit from that, the county, right? Being a sponsor of it. Isn't that correct?
No, there is
nothing comes and benefits the county, just
the
benefits
the
user.
No. Public benefit.
Right, okay.
Not direct. It's indirect.
Right, I thought I recalled.
There's no cost or no reward.
Okay.
Monetarily. Yeah,
okay, that's all I wanted.
Anything else for Mr. Baker? No, we'll call Mr. Hal Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, this morning we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration. It's Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Windhurst Manor Phase 3. This is Agreement Number 838. The developer in this case is Mr. Frank Capano from Newark, Delaware. The location is 1,775 feet south of the intersection of Roads 26 and Road 352 west side of Road 352. This will be part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, furnishing service to five attached multifamily units. The total sewer connections will come to $113,380. We have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC. We're expecting 5 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $5,363.40. The proposed construction cost in this case will be $35,756. I have a motion for your consideration.
Okay.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 838, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Millville Associates, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Windhurst Manor Phase 3, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Could I get that motion, please?
Make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement read by Mr. Godwin. Is there any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are right on time, as Mr. Benson points out, for the public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, this is the time and place for a public hearing for the Community Development Block Grant Program. There will be a hearing, and a brief presentation will be made by Mr. Lacates and Mr. Whaley, and they will briefly explain the program and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After they have completed that presentation, the council will be given an opportunity to ask any questions to clarify their understanding of the program. And after that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning the program, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Mr. Lacates and Mr. Whaley.
Yes.
The word is yours.
Good morning. The purpose of the meeting, as Mr. Moore is stating, is to provide the citizens of Sussex County an opportunity to participate in development of a community development block grant application that is to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority approximately or before February the 25th, which is the deadline. I will give a brief history, and then I will go into the policies and the guidelines set forth by the Housing Authority for this current year. On October the 1st, Mr. Dave Baker, County Administrator, sent out letters to all the municipalities stating once again, as we always do, if they would be interested or want Sussex County Community Development Office to do their grant application to the Delaware State Housing Authority on their behalf. At that time, and the deadline was given, 10 communities, which I will go more in detail or Brad will later, responded and asked us for our assistance. And then at that time, we set up public hearings for all 10 of them, and they're each community that wanted, which is a mandatory. And today is our 11th public hearing, which finishes. We also will have two community advisory group meetings, which we've had one. The Community Development Block Grant is funding that comes from HUD to the Delaware State Housing Authority, who is the entitlement of. It's approximately $2 million. Eligible applicants are local governments, Kent and Sussex County, Kent County Levy Court, of course, Sussex County Council, and any local government or municipality in each of those counties. It is a competitive application. There's an outside review panel that reviews each application on its own merit to benefit low to moderate income citizens that gets the maximum bang for the buck. It is this current year will be about $2 million. They may be a little more put on in the near future, but right now that we were told to stay with $2 million. Housing rehabilitation is the number one priority for homeowner occupied, and for a community to be eligible, they have to have at least 4 targeted homes to rehab. And there is some communities now that have started to not be eligible because of that, which is a good thing in many ways because we have cleaned up the community or they have used code enforcement too. Demolition is an eligible item. Some of the communities have used that in the past. Infrastructure projects, which there must be a match, streets, walks, water and sewer projects, there's a 10% match mandatory by the municipality for anything under $100,000, 15% for under $200,000, and 20% for over $200,000. There is a 50% match for a minimum for the administration, direct administration, for the CDBG and the Housing Authority provides funding for administration as well. Before Brad goes into the status, I would like to go over the breakdown of what the communities asked for and what the county, our advisory council and staff have requested this year. For blades, they're interested this year in 5 rehab at $80,000. Bridgeville, 8 rehab for $140,000. Bridgeville also wanted 4 demos for $40,000. Ellendale came in for 5 rehabs. And I'm sorry, I do have extra copies here. They were mailed out. If anybody wants extra copies, we can hand them to them. Georgetown Infrastructure, $261,200. They do have a local match of $65,300. It's for a street near the school. Greenwood is 5 rehabs, $80,000. Laurel's 10 rehabs, $180,000. Milford, 10 rehabs, $180,000. Milton, 10 rehabs at $180,000. And Seaford, 10 rehabs at $180,000. And Selville, 10 rehabs at $180,000. Now, the public hearing is mostly for all, any comments, but for the county application. And this far, we're going with scattered rehab is 20 for 390, hookups for about 30, hopefully to get more for 63,000. That is for our most of our sewer projects. We help fund the eligible that cannot afford to get hooked up with the plumber's fee. We have been using that and working with the engineers department quite faithfully. And we can all of us use some rehab funding if we need to. Coverdale, once again, is one of our areas that are in need of rehab. 6 for $90,000. West Rehoboth, 6 for $100,000. Mount Joy, 6 for $100,000. Royal Selbyville, Poly Branch, 7 for $100,000, and Oak Orchard, 6 for $100,000. For a total of what we would be applying for is 2.5, 2.4, 200, and then the match. And then we would also have $157,000 for admin that the housing apply for. That is the max that you can apply for theirs. Brad will go over the status report, and then we'll be able to get in the comments, questions, if that's okay.
Okay. In 2009, the county received $1,155,000 in community development block grant and home funding. In addition to that, we also received $280,000 in stimulus funding to do weather-related projects. To date, we have about 60% of that work completed. The remaining 40% is either under contract or we're in the process of writing those jobs up. Basically, we have about 8 to 10 contractors that do a lot of our work. We estimate that we probably create maybe 30 to 35 jobs a year with that. Over the past 10 years, the county has received $17,900,000 in CDBG funding, and we've assisted over 1,400 households with housing rehabs and hookups and that sort of thing. It's been a very worthwhile program.
I do have a couple resolutions, but if you want to go to the opening it up at this point, sure. Council's questions.
Did the council have any questions?
Oh, it just sounds wonderful what you've been able to do with what money you've got. You've done very well.
Thank you. Any other questions from council?
I see your request is for $2.5 million.
Yes.
And I understand you in the beginning, Bill, to say that you're going to get $2 million?
Yes. No, well, we're not going to get what we're going to literally kind of fight per applications for the $2 million against Kent County.
So $500,000 this we're not going to get?
No. Mm-mm. They
cut. How do you – who decides who gets what?
The Housing Authority has an outside review panel. And I mean outside, it's a lot of other state agencies that come in. They go and review each one of the communities are on its own application, which Brad and staff put together. And there's a lot of requirements. They go review each project. They go over each application. And then they'll make a suggestion on what they would give. As you saw, it was $2 million last year, and we got about $1.1 million. We have fared pretty well as far as getting more. I would just guess that Kent would also be coming in for $2 million or a little more. So as you see, that yes, they will be cuts. But it will be – the system is, I think, has been pretty fair. What they do a lot of times, if they can, they would scale back the amount and try to still give to most of the municipalities, yes.
Yeah.
And they do focus on the number of individuals on the waiting list, and the county has 800 on our waiting list. Mm. So we would probably receive more. It grows. But for the total of Sussex County, we have about 1,000, counting the towns. So the need is definitely here. They acknowledge that, and we have fared and got a few, mostly more than 50% in the last 10 years or better.
But application number one is the counties. The others,
yes,
are all the
absolutely.
Separate ones are for the actually town
mm-hmm.
limits, right? So
yes.
ours is the 11.
Ours is 1.1.
Yeah,
and that's the maximum. I should have said that. That's the maximum you can apply for any one application.
Okay.
And we do always apply for maximum because of our need.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Does the county put any money in this project?
Yes. We assist with local share for administration.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a match, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it would probably be close for us to
that
out.
We have
close
for years.
To about 400 this year.
400?
Well, the total budget for my office, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm looking at your page three, and what we got, and going over the last
six, seven years. Yeah.
And every place on there says county council.
Oh, yeah. We were at what you're saying. We, you know, we took the cut along with every other nonprofit and every other. This year, we were at 100,000. The council a few years ago started. Mainly for emergency, and it's so
that's not to be. That's our own emergency grant.
Yeah, well,
that
I thought that's what Mr. Council.
That's,
that's what he was asking
about.
Do they match anything other than admin?
We put about 100.
Can't wait on the list.
Yeah, and it's for emergency, which we get a lot of calls. In this year, we got 30,000, and we stretched it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from council?
And this is pretty much our answer, the county's answer to some calls that I get sometimes about houses that are in terrible shape and roofs are falling in, that type of thing. I mean, that's really all that we can do is help people finance their, you know, rehabs. I mean,
yes, they've done an outstanding job over the years with this program.
Very good.
Yeah, some of the calls, Joan, are
been very effective.
Right, we have a house in a neighborhood that nobody mm-hmm. lives in. That's different than what they're doing. When you
no.
get the calls where there's somebody need of help, I always direct them to Bill's
yeah.
office. And then he either determines whether they fit into one of their programs or sends
yeah.
them somewhere else. But on just a crap, you know, a house that should be torn down because it's harboring, it's not meeting code and stuff like this or whatever. And it's
there's
just
nothing we could do.
Just an eyesore. No,
yeah.
That's not his department.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's
mm-hmm.
Ira, wherever he went.
But that's a good service that we have
that
we can help people rehab.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they qualify.
This program is a very, very, very needed program.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You do a good job.
Very,
and
yes,
thank you for your
very,
help.
Very good job.
And even more so in this day and time.
Sure.
Yeah.
This morning before I came, I had an elderly just in Councilman Vincent's area that just got out of the hospital and her heater went up. And she's looking. We work with RC&D. They get a little bit of emergency money, and we called them. And they're going to go take a look at it. But that's, you know, that everybody knows that's what's going on right
sure.
now.
Sure.
Okay. Is there anyone from the community that would like to comment on this program? Is there anyone here that would like to comment on the program? Seeing none, let the record show that no members of the public express their desire to address council concerning this program. As a result, we will close the public hearing record. Mr. Phillips.
I have two resolutions, Mr. President, if you would like me to read.
Please.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Fair Housing Resolution. Whereas the Sussex County Council recognizes the importance of fair housing for the citizens of Sussex County, and whereas the Sussex County Council supports the goals of the federal housing laws, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council heartily encourage all parties involved in renting, selling, or financing of housing in the Sussex County Council to ensure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, national origin, sex, be discriminated against or denied a fair and equal opportunity for housing. Be it further resolved that Sussex County Council when acting as administrator of a community development block grant is hereby authorized to take such action as deemed necessary to affirmative further fair housing in connection with the said community development block grant. And I do hereby certify the foregoing is true.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion for a resolution.
Okay,
resolution. I will.
Second.
Mm-hmm. A motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Lacasse. Yes. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Second resolution, and again, I think Ms. Robin sent this out, is endorsing projects to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and authorizing David B. Baker, County Administrator, to submit applications. There's quite a few more rehabs, whereas, and all that, but I'm going to go to the application. The counties, as the individuals I read off, would be 1.1. Blades would be 80,000. Application number 2. Bridgeville, number 3. 140 for housing. 40 for demo. Ellendale, 80,000. Georgetown, 261, 200 with a match. Greenwood, 80,000. Laurel, 180. Milford, 180. Milton, 180. And Seaford, 180. Selville, 180. Be it further resolved by Sussex County Council that Dave B. Baker is authorized to submit the above mentioned projects to the State of Delaware Housing Authority for funding.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second, please. Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Lacasse.
And Mr. President, just for the record, could we establish that that is the second resolution that was in the packet, which was a two-page resolution?
Thank you, yes. Mr. Moore. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You, Mr. Mm-hmm. Case. What happened to all these?
You read them all day. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is kind of the closeout of our construction phase of our perimeter fencing phase 2 project. You may remember that was the project where we closed in the 3 gaps that we had left with phase 1 of the project. Can answer any questions. I have a motion.
Any questions for Mr. Higgin? Okay.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective July 14, 2009 to Able Fence LLC for Sussex County project number 08-02, perimeter fence phase 2, and further that balancing change order number 2 be approved in the credit amount of $7,725.45, thereby decreasing the contract amount to $81,510.06, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Any questions for Mr. Higgin? What are the numbers on that, Jim?
It was a credit amount of $7,725.45.
Good.
And the final contract amount was $81,510.06.
That's the total?
Oh, for construction.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
A motion second to approve the balancing change order read by Mr. Hicken. Any questions? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thanks, Jim. Mr. Ashman?
Mr. Ashman.
Different than this. Oh, well, there you go.
Good morning. Here this morning for representing the engineering department, requesting permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation of a parcel of land in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District and of 2 portions of roadway. If permission is granted, the public hearing will be considered to annex the parcel of land into West Rehoboth and the area is located along the south side of Route 24, adjoining the existing BB Medical Center and the West Rehoboth Sewer District boundary. The area in question is the yellow parcel here. It is for our Artisans Bank. The area is shown cross-hatched in the map. The parcel is approximately 1.77 acres, and the total with the roadways is 2.74 acres. Sanitary sewer concept plan was approved on September 10th, 2009, and the parcel will be served by a lateral to be installed from the existing main line in Route 24. The parcel is proposed for Artisans Bank, as I said, of approximately 7,400 square feet. There is adequate sewer capacity for the project. Sussex County Council approved a conditional use on January 16, 2007 for a proposed development for the larger parcel. Development back here, these commercial properties across the front.
That's never been done, though.
No, the request is just to annex the portion known as Phase 1, which is the bank project.
That expired then, didn't it?
Additional use expired.
3 years or something.
Oh, is it 3 years?
I think
yeah,
they have
like 3 years or something.
Yeah,
it's 2 years.
It would still be 3 years.
Okay.
I think it's
three still years. Valid.
The artisan, the project will pay approximately $33,000 in system connection fees, and a proposed date and time for the public hearing is March 23rd, 2010 at 11 a.m. Any questions?
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what now, because we've been talking about sewer capacity and all that, now what all these projects are proposing, they do meet our West Rehoboth planning studies.
Yeah, this whole area is approved for 101 EDUs total.
Did that exceed any of our plan, or did
4 EDUs per acre for
they,
the?
They all they were able to develop. Okay, that's just what I want to know. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do you have a resolution, Mr. Ashman?
I have a motion.
A motion.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include a parcel of land as presented on February 2nd, 2010.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to move forward with a request to prepare and post notices as read by Mr. Ashman. Any questions? We'll take the vote.
I'm just looking at the map. It looks like that... there's not going to be a road there, meeting that road on the other side like had been planned years ago by DelDOT.
There's actually, the bank is, this road is here now. That's from the BB Medical Center. It goes back to approximately about here.
There is going to be a connection there?
There, everything we have, there will be a connection eventually back this way.
Going across? Okay.
Now you're talking about going across?
Yeah.
Across 24?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he.
Yeah.
This one across here, they're on. They are responsible for to this point with this project. If anything moves forward on phase two, they must complete that road out to the mall
okay.
entrance.
Thanks. I was just curious about that. I'm glad to see that.
Any other questions?
No.
We'll take the vote, Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Introduction of proposed ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
While we're getting the.
We didn't get a raise this year.
Get to that woman right next to you.
Additional business brought before council.
This raise.
Yeah. Six kids, I need it.
I wish I could pronounce the name Lentinoff.
Whoever signed in first, come on down.
Lentinoff.
Letnoff.
Victor.
Victor. Come forward, Victor. Do you have anything for us today, Victor?
No, I don't.
You don't. How about Bob? Sorry. Bob Sandholt?
A lot of people think it's a sign-in.
Lillian Harrison from Seaford, CB. No.
Is there anybody here who would like to say anything? Please come forward.
Okay.
I guess they all...
With no additional business, council has no additional business, we will accept a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
So moving.
Second, please.
Yeah, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.